Joining me on Lincoln Live today is Amy Dickerson, the Managing Director of the Lancaster Event Center. First chance we've had to talk in the new year, so Happy New Year, Amy.
Happy New Year, Dale.
It's only appropriate that we look at 2022, but we want to look back at a challenging year, a very successful year in a lot of respects for the Lancaster Event Center in 2021. And before we really get into it, I don't want to forget to give you props for the hard work that went into the Nebraska Ag Expo. My son and I and my granddaughter. My son is the farmer, and I'm the ex-farmer, and I just had a great time. And there were some buildings that were just shoulder to shoulder. Thank goodness you had maps all around so we could find out where we were and where we need to go and where we have been, because it was a crowded exhibit. So congrats on that, Amy.
Thank you. That's that's definitely our biggest trade show. It's all 9 acres, every single square inch inside, mm-hmm. And it's the second largest indoor farm show in the country. And what was neat this year, they had a couple new programs really focused on innovation and youth. So the first one was a Career Explore Days that they did in partnership with UNL, and they brought out high schoolers to do guided tours and hear about possible careers in agriculture, which really apply to anybody. If you're interested in communications, in education, in technology, all of those things, you don't have to be interested in just working on a farm. We need less and less people out on the farms. We need more people behind, you know, out on Innovation Campus or working in corporations or in startups, you know, supporting our 1 out of 4 jobs directly tied to agriculture here in Nebraska. So it was fun to see all those high schoolers out here exploring that. And there was a new innovation showcase, and I actually had an opportunity to take some of our state senators and show them this innovation showcase, and there was a grain auger robot that was being shown. So instead of having human beings, farmers go into those grain bins and do that dangerous work of moving the grain around to get it drying evenly and that kind of thing, they have a robot that you can send in to do that. And there were two young folks just right out of college that had been engineers that graduated out of Lincoln and Omaha, and I asked them, so did you grow up on a farm? No. Did you ever think you'd work in agriculture? No. And they were just beaming, you know, ear to ear, just really on this technology. And in fact, it just won a big award at Nebraska at the National Farm Bureau Convention. So it was 9 acres, and it's relevant to all of us, you know, and having a healthy ag economy here in Nebraska and keeping our youth here in our state.
The more and more I hang out with my son, the farmer, I find out that it's a lot of computer, it's a lot of technology. There's science. There's science in farming these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, sending drones up so you can precision determine where you want to put the agriculture, fertilizer in the water, for example, versus my dad was a crop consultant and hand, you know, did that, you know, walk in the fields, you know, a lot of efficiency there.
Amy Dickerson from the Lancaster Event Center, as we look back at 2021, challenges, there were quite a few and there were successes, but pandemic services were still a focal point out at the Lancaster Event Center. You had everything from monthly blood drives. We've talked about this in past months in 2021, food distributions. Lancaster Event Center opened itself up for any type of event or occurrence that needed space.
Yeah, we were closed officially to normal events 5.5 months, but really only closed for 5 weeks. We opened right back up with COVID testing, and we ended kind of that phase last spring with mass vaccination clinics for over 5,000 people. And a couple months later, then we were welcoming our biggest event ever, National High School Finals Rodeo, in July. So it was quite the year for the team, and followed up by our 150th Super Fair. So we are still catching our breath from 2021 and looking forward to maybe a little bit more normal pace 2022.
That rodeo, Amy, that was amazing. Broke attendance records in grandstands and trade show. What was the feedback?
You know, the attendees, and they came from 43 states, 5 Canadian provinces, Mexico and Canada. We weren't able to get Australia and New Zealand here this year for obvious reasons, but they were just amazed how smooth it was for a first-year facility and community, and they just, they commented that they were just really bowled over by the Nebraska-friendly welcome that they felt everywhere they went. And it was easy to see them because the contestants were high school contestants, 1,700 of them were required to wear their back numbers 24/7 once they arrived, and they felt welcome all over town, whether they were dropping their laundry off at downtown at the laundromat and then go eat dinner and, you know, and check out the children's zoo or the UNL campus. They really had a good time, and all our local businesses and attractions and universities really felt the impact, and it was neat to hear stories of folks having good conversations with these wonderful, you know, just really, you know, the heart and soul of America, future of America leaders, you know, and these youth that have worked so hard in this discipline to make it into this high school Olympics of rodeo, the largest rodeo in the world. And great comments from the locals. Had fun, you know, they came out because they came out multiple times and brought the grandkids, brought the kids, and we're just... you know, the main grandstand there was two arenas of action going on, 13 different rodeos that week. You couldn't even watch all the action. There was so much, right? And people just really enjoyed that and learning more about rodeo and how that's related to our farm and ranch skills that are used to this day, you know, to process beef, for example. So folks had a great time here locally, too, just as something new and fun to do and get to know people from all over the country in Canada and Mexico.
Well, and I'm happy for you and your staff because you busted your butts on this, Amy. For years, you worked at getting it here, securing the necessary infrastructure and the facilities to pull it off, and then to be rewarded with a couple of Nebraska Tourism Awards, Outstanding Event of the Year and Outstanding Marketing Campaign.
Yeah, that was a really nice award. We had a campaign that had over 50 million impressions across the country, and that's just great advertising for, you know, why come visit Lincoln? Why consider studying here, investing here, opening a business here, you know, coming to be a Nebraska citizen, you know? So we're thrilled to do that for our state. We're starting to realize that this fairgrounds here, people want to come to Lincoln, Nebraska, you know, and we're happy to be what we believe now is the top out-of-state visitor driver for Lincoln, and we think we're in the top 3 or 5 for the state. So we're happy to do that and proud to the community is behind us. They came out when we had that storm 5 days in advance, and, you know, we couldn't have done it without our community all this last 5 years getting ready.
And then about the time the rodeo pulled away, it was time for the 150th Super Fair.
Yeah, just, oh, by the way, 4 days later, opened up the... our biggest event of the year that we 100% run. We organize that. We plan it. Most of the rest of the time, we just play the facility role for the event organizers. But we are both the event organizer and the facility. And we, you know, we had over 200 youth and adult exhibitors coming out with their livestock, their pets, their static exhibits, you know, art, technology, photography, you name it. So that's 4-H and FFA, but there's a lot of competitors from all ages, you know, young to old, to come out and do everything from a pedal tractor pull to competing in the demo derby or, you know, bringing out some static exhibits. So had a lot of extra activities for 150th. We had 3 national attractions this year, and we really fun to have a grand opening for our community in the fair for that new covered grandstand. We had just used it for the rodeo, and then we had 3 motorsport events, and boy, folks were really enjoying that shade this year.
We're going to talk about 2022 with Amy Dickerson from the Lancaster Event Center, but before we get out of 2021, it changed everything in terms of canceling events, in terms of potential revenue that could have come from some of those events. But through all that, you're still looking at hiring people, staffing shortages, not only at the event center, but all around the country. You're hiring now.
Yeah, it's been an up and down, right? We had to go down to our last 20 people that we really needed to be able to do that rodeo this summer and lead those hundreds of new staff and volunteers. You know, we lost 245 events so far, 50% reduction, $6 million of lost revenue since the pandemic started. But now we're getting back to a little bit more normal, and we need to kind of fill out our part-time on-call staff that help us in operations, cleaning, cafe, tickets. So if anybody's out there or knows of anybody, this is a wonderful, you know, second, third job. We work around your schedule. You can even pick your shifts weekly in a lot of cases. So just get a hold of us on our website or call us at our office, and we'll get you connected. And we're a fun team to work with, and if you like a variety, we've definitely got that for you.
All right, enough time to talk about what's ahead in the coming year. 4 community programs.
Yeah, so we just kicked off end of last year, some kind of packaged up some things that we've been doing already, and people sometimes forget that we're your nonprofit county fairgrounds. We're not subsidized to be open outside of the fair, and even the fair is lightly funded compared to other county fairs with how big our fair is. So if you'd be interested in supporting sending a kid to the fair, for $25 you can do that, and their parents can come with them. That's a new donation opportunity that we have out on our website. Or if you'd like to support a local nonprofit or youth group coming out and using the fairgrounds for $1,000, they can usually get a whole day long event. Maybe they want to do a fundraiser or other type of educational activity. You could do that. We were just talking about staff. We need, volunteers. This is a way, if you're trying to help people kind of, get out of, we have a lot of community service folks that are kind of diverting from maybe they had a DUI or some minor theft. We bring them out here and get them back on, hopefully being productive citizens. So if you'd like to sponsor somebody like that, you could, for $100, sponsor somebody like that for the day or a whole crew, an 8-person crew coming out from the county jail. We do that. If you're passionate about having less cost and people in the jails, we can do that as well. So those are just some ways that we've packaged up so you can support what we're doing out here on the fairgrounds.
January has already brought in some shows, some trade shows that have really been successful in the past. Nebraska Deer and Game Expo, the Women's Expo, the Husker Toy and Buckle Show, those have already taken place at the event center. But still, you have things coming up for the rest of January and into February.
Yep, we've got a horse show coming up this weekend, and if you like pool, there is a large regional pool tournament going on that you're welcome to come in free and watch. You can, if you like to compete, you can do that through VBS and sign up through them. Looking into early February, mark your calendar. First weekend is the boat sport and travel show. It's one of the biggest in the region. If you're at all, RVing and camping and outdoor activities have been huge. So that's a great show to kind of keep up on that. And another one the next weekend, second weekend, home and garden show. Lots of people have been improving their homes since we're all spending a little bit more time there. So that's a great opportunity to look at both outdoor, landscaping, hardscaping, and a lot of indoor remodeling and or new home building. So great opportunities coming up in February to watch our calendar on our website.
All right, so here we go. The place to go is LancasterEventCenter.org. See what's going on out there at the Lancaster Event Center. Happy New Year again, Amy.
Happy New Year. We'll see everybody soon.
Thanks, everybody, for being with us on Lincoln Live.